Yeah, you hear me talk about it here on this program a lot, and that is, defending the American farmer. And you know, the guy that really got me going down that road and learning about what happens on American farms and what's happening on his farm is Adam Malone. He is the guy that founded Patriot Foods. He is the president there of Patriot Foods. And it's not just the fact the American farmers are having challenges because of all of the imports. Now you're having import problems. But Canada and America have just made vaccine mandates required for the truck drivers to go back and forth across the border, meaning about half of the truck drivers are going to say, nah, we're not going to do it. Another disaster for the American farmer, possibly. Adam, good to have you.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be on again.
Are you worried about the supply chain issues? What are the biggest concerns today? Is it too much stuff coming in from other countries? What about exporting to Canada, which is now going to be hindered greatly? I mean, this could be detrimental to people trying to export beef or produce, all of it. I mean, it's just another problem for the farmer, it seems. What do you make of it?
What we're seeing right now is a wake-up call, really. So shelves are empty across country. Logistics are tough, right? The mandates, vaccine mandates are trying to pull all these cards, okay? Boats sitting on the water, waiting to get unloaded. So what you're seeing, Steve, is really a bomb that's been waiting to go off. The retailers, cheap produce, imported produce, all these orders for imported produce. You have orders, you want cheap imported produce. Where's it sitting? It's sitting in the water. It's sitting at the docks. It can't get unloaded. It can't get moved. So the American farmer can farm all these peppers, all these foods, all the meats, citrus, right? We can do the job. But all the orders are being filled overseas, right? Imported orders are being filled to a vast amount, obviously. So the American farmer does not have these orders on their books to fill these orders for the retailers, right? So here we sit. Here we sit, and here it is. Shelves are empty. The American farmer can't fill the shelves because we never had the orders in the first place, Steve.
Right, because the orders were sent out to foreign countries, and now that stuff is shanghaied off from L.A. and Long Beach or wherever. The fact of the matter is, if we had had the orders in place for corn, beans, potatoes, beef, whatever it is, and the orders were bigger, the supplies would stay here. We have plenty of farms to feed ourselves completely, don't we? We have the ability to do that. It would cost us a bit more. But we would have the supplies here. We wouldn't have to rely on anyone else to feed ourselves, would we?
Oh, we have the best dirt in the world, I tell you. The best water, obviously, especially the state of Michigan, right, where we are. So food safety, everything across the board. The U.S. farmer does a fantastic job. You want to talk about your health. Health is a huge issue, obviously. We all know that now, right? Blueberries are good for you. I mean, there's many, many things that are good for you. Frozen is fine. You don't need to have fresh blueberries out of Argentina or Uruguay or Peru, right? You don't need that. You can buy frozen. You can support Georgia blueberries, Florida blueberries. Tennessee grows blueberries, right? I tell you, just blueberries, talking about blueberries and tomatoes, and the list goes on and on, how these retailers, these gigantic retailers, have been putting the American farmer out of business, going cheap, soft regulations on these imports is unbelievable. Mexico is just a train wreck on the soft regulations, and they just flood our markets.
Yeah, and so how do we do better, I guess is the question. First of all, you've taught me to be a label reader. When I go to the grocery store, or when we order online, which we often do, we make sure that it's American grown. We make sure that it's, because if you don't look, you don't know. It could be Peru or Uruguay or Mexico. I don't have anything against the farmers there, but I like my neighbors better. And just call me crazy, I'm kind of a homer, right? I like my home team better, and I want to support the home team. And it starts with looking at the labels, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And they're getting tricky too, Steve. You know, they'll be packed. They'll be packed in California. They'll be packed in Florida. But legally, the laws say you have to say the origin of the commodity, of the fruit or vegetable, okay? So you got to read your labels. You got to be smart. Educate yourself. When is your state and season? What should be on the shelf? Listen, social media is a very strong tool for the consumer. Go to your social media. Complain. Get your friends involved. Complain, hey, this retailer is carrying Mexico strawberries. Florida's in season. Why can't I buy Florida strawberries on the shelf? You're flooding my store here in Florida, right, with Mexico strawberries. Why can't I find Florida strawberries? What is going on? You know, it's retailer greed. It's sick. It's unfortunate. And the best way to stop it is educate yourselves, right? Educate yourselves and fight for your American farmer and leave the imports on the shelf. Just leave them. Let them sit there, okay?
Yeah, just let them sit there, and that way the American farmer gets some positive out of this. All right, it's patriotfoods.com. You can check it out online. Patriotfoods.com. We'll throw it up there for you, for those that are watching, and for you at home, write it down in the dust on your dash. Patriotfoods.com, a place to support the American farmer. Is it the cheapest? No. But that's not the point. Sometimes you got to pay a little more to do the right thing. That's what we're asking you to do here. By the way, across the country, if you spend more than $100, they'll get it to your doorstep at no additional charge. A pretty good stuff. Adam, I'll give you the last word.
Yes, we had to update the free shipping, Steve, to $120 because the shipping is so expensive, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
$120 on free shipping, so your listeners do know. And, yeah, fight for the American farmer. We always give back to a military plan need. Thank you so much.
There you have it. PatriotFoods.com. Listen, go check it out. Fruits and vegetables, steak, Amish meats and cheeses, gifts made by American manufacturers, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.